Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yeah, Brianna, today I answered something on the internet, and I tried to put in an order because I had a survey done, and then suddenly I see that my account is being charged $49.89 from your, you know, I didn't authorize this charge. I try to get something totally different.
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what would you like me?
Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Oh, it's 18414.
And your first and last name?
First name is Peter, and the last name is Pyer, P-E-I-E-R.
And for security purposes, do you mind verifying your address?
It's 4385 SR 438 in Dalton, PA, zip code 18414.
Yes, sir. So I do see here that on the 25th, which was today, you took a survey or entered a contest for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. By
right.
doing that, it automatically enrolled you into our Bite Tub meal planner app, which provides meal plans and recipes to help you cook better and eat better. That's why you were charged the $49.89.
Well,
your
you take it out. I don't want this, okay?
Okay, so your account was canceled, but you're in a dispute with your bank. It's posted in chargeback status. So for you to receive any refund from us, you would have to call back with your bank, and the bank has to drop the dispute for you to receive a refund.
Oh, no, that's not going to work, you know, because otherwise I'm going to go to a district attorney. This was done underhanded.
Okay, sir, I understand that, but there's a chargeback on your account, so we can't refund it with the chargeback. You have to have your bank give us the call to drop the dispute for us to refund.
I already did that. I already filed with the bank. I already
Yes, sir, you filed the dispute. But
yep.
If you want a refund, you have to have your bank give us a call to drop the dispute. We can't refund if there's a dispute on the account.
Oh, no. They'll take care of it. They said they'll handle it from here on.
Okay, sir. So is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. You're a bunch of crooks over there. That's all I can tell you. And I'm going to put this on the internet, what you did, okay?
Okay, thank you for calling.
It's not your fault. You're working there. I know that, okay?
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope